Okay, ready to unlock something together. Something you probably walk past every single day without much thought. Windows and doors.
Intriguing.
Get ready to see them in a whole new light because we're diving deep into the details you never knew mattered. Like, why ditching the online research and stepping into a showroom can sometimes make all the difference.
I'm actually really excited to dig into this. You're right, we often take these things for granted, but they're way more than just functional elements, right? They have a huge impact on a home's aesthetics, energy efficiency, even security, our psychology even.
It's true. For this deep dive, our sources come from Shearwater Glass,
right?
A company that really seems to understand these nuances. They argue that you can't truly understand the value of like a well-crafted window or a door until you've, you know, experienced it firsthand in a showroom.
And it makes sense, right, when you think about it. It's easy to get lost online in a sea of specs and figures and all that. But imagine, like, running your hand over a smooth, solid wood frame.
Oh, yeah.
Or feeling the difference in weight between a double-glazed window and a standard one. You just can't replicate that experience through a screen.
It's like the difference between looking at a picture of a delicious meal and actually tasting it.
Exactly. And think about just the visual impact alone. A website might show you all these different window styles, but it can't accurately depict how those styles will look in your specific home with its unique architecture and lighting.
Right.
It's just not possible.
And that's where the expertise of those showroom professionals comes in, right? They can guide you through the options, answer any questions you have in real time, and even help you visualize how different choices would look in your space.
Absolutely. It's like having like a personal consultant who understands all the intricacies of windows and doors. For example, they could walk you through the pros and cons of different frame materials, like the durability of aluminum, the warmth of wood, or the low maintenance benefits of UPVC.
And let's not forget about the technical aspects. Imagine being able to see firsthand how different glazing options, for instance, impact energy efficiency or noise reduction.
That's a perfect segue, actually, into a topic we should delve into further. One of the sources goes deep on double glazing, and it's honestly fascinating how much of a difference those two panes of glass can make.
Yeah, the energy saving aspect is something I'm personally super interested in. Tell me more about that. How does double glazing actually, like, how does it work?
Okay, so imagine a window as a barrier.
Okay.
Between two different temperatures. In the winter, you want to keep the warm air inside and the cold air out.
Right.
Double glazing does this by trapping a layer of insulating gas, often argon, between the two panes of glass.
So it's like wrapping your home in an invisible blanket of warm air.
Exactly. And in the summer, that same principle works in reverse, keeping the heat out and the cool air in.
Wow.
It's a simple concept with a significant impact on your energy bills and your overall comfort. Yeah, it's kind of wild, isn't it?
It is.
How such a seemingly small change can make such a big impact. But it's not all about the argon, though. The type of glass itself plays a role, too. Some double-glazed windows use these special coatings, like low-E coatings, and they reflect infrared radiation, which helps to regulate temperature even more.
Low-E coatings, huh? Okay, so that's not something you hear every day. That sounds kind of sci-fi, actually.
Right.
So it's basically what? Like having a force field against unwanted temperatures or something.
Basically, yeah. And then on top of that, don't forget the noise reduction, like we were saying before, right?
Yeah.
Double glazing can, like, really dampen sound vibrations, creating a more peaceful space inside, especially in busy areas, cities, that kind of thing.
Speaking of busy areas, that makes me think about security, too. Like, having that extra layer of glass, that's going to make a big difference, right?
Yeah, huge. It's a deterrent, you know? Yeah. Provides an extra barrier. And this is where that like bespoke idea comes in.
Yeah, yeah.
The source talks about a case study. Shearwater Glass designed a front door.
Okay.
But it was custom, you know, with like reinforced double glazing, a multi-point locking system. The homeowner was worried about security.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's like taking those like online security quizzes that are like, you know, do you have a solid core door? And then leveling up to like Fort Knox status or something.
Right.
But beyond just security, though, this bespoke thing, I'm really curious about that. It's one thing to choose different window styles, right? But to actually, like, customize every detail, what are some examples of that?
Well, imagine, say you have a really old house.
Okay.
Like Victorian era, right?
Yeah.
With those beautiful arched windows. Instead of replacing them with just standard rectangular windows,
yeah,
you could work with a company and create, like, double glazed arched windows.
Oh, wow.
Match the original style, but they're modern, energy efficient.
So you're preserving the character of the home, but you still get all the benefits of the new technology.
Exactly.
Now, what about materials? Because you mentioned UPVC before, but like, what are the, I don't know, the trade-offs between something like that versus like, you know, classic wood frame?
Right. So good question. Each material has its own thing.
Yeah.
UPVC, it's durable, it's low maintenance, it's usually cheaper.
Right.
Wood, though, it's classic, it's elegant.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Can be more sustainable if you get it from the right place, you know.
Yeah.
It all depends on your budget, what you like the look of, your house.
And this is where that showroom experience is so key, right?
Yeah.
Like, actually being able to see it, touch the materials, compare the finishes, get advice on what would actually work for your situation.
For sure. No more guessing, you know. It lets you make a good decision, one you're going to be happy with for a long time. Speaking of good decisions, though, there's this other thing I find really interesting.
Okay, yeah. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From, like, the actual science behind double glazing
right.
to the, I don't know, artistry of bespoke yeah. design and stuff.
Yeah.
But one thing that I thought was really interesting.
Okay.
The source material, they made this point about how these principles, they go way beyond just houses.
Right.
Like, they specifically mentioned how glazing solutions can really impact commercial buildings, too.
Oh, for sure. And it's funny because people don't always think about that.
Right.
Everyone wants to save energy at home, right? But commercial buildings,
oh, yeah.
they use so much energy.
It's wild.
So just imagine if we used all these same principles on a larger scale, you know?
Yeah. It's like that saying, a penny saved is a penny earned.
Right.
But like times a million.
Exactly.
Because we're talking skyscrapers, malls, all these huge office buildings.
All of them.
If those were all like decked out with the latest glazing, could you imagine the energy savings?
It'd be massive. Absolutely.
It'd be huge.
And it's not just about saving money either, right?
Totally.
Think about the environment. Less energy means lower carbon emissions.
Right. Fighting climate change.
Exactly.
Win-win.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Plus, think about the people working in those buildings every day. Noise is a real problem in cities.
Yeah, for sure.
Quieter offices, they'd be so much nicer to be in, help you focus.
It just creates a better environment all around. And honestly, even aesthetically.
Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine if those big glass buildings, instead of being these heat traps, if they were actually helping to regulate the temperature, you know, reflecting light in cool ways.
Right, right.
It'd be like turn them into these giant shimmering prisms or something.
Yeah, like something out of a futuristic city.
It's amazing to think that something as, like, fundamental as windows and doors can have such a big impact.
Totally.
On our cities, our planet, even just our daily lives, really.
It all comes down to making conscious choices.
Right, like every little thing adds up. So yeah, next time you're walking around, just take a second. Look at the buildings around you.
Like,
think about the windows, the doors. They're not just like these boring functional things.
Right.
They're opportunities, you know.
Definitely.
To improve energy efficiency, make things more sustainable.
For sure.
Even just make things more beautiful to look at.
It's about changing how we see the world around us.
Totally. So on that note, I think we've done a pretty good deep dive on windows and doors for today.
Yeah, definitely.
Way more interesting than I thought it would be.
Me too.
Until next time, everyone, keep exploring, keep asking questions.
And keep those minds open.
Absolutely. See you next time.